before we continue where we left off, let's hear who we have at the table, both players and characters. Hannah, will you begin?
I am Hannah, playing Winnie, Guardian of the Shared Sky.
Brennan?
I am Brennan. I'm playing Brother Arcos Gerard, Priest of Firia.
And Rob?
I'm Rob, playing Magnus Vale, Master of Day and Night, but currently disguised as the Autumn Stranger.
And I am Amelia Somm, your GM, and the City of Forlorn lays open before you. Open is maybe not the right word. There is sort of a natural wall built out of the trunks of incredibly large trees on the scale. If you imagine redwoods and then imagine something roughly four times as large, you guys have noticed as you move closer toward this part of the forest, the trees have been growing bigger. Something about this city spurns growth outward from its core, but there is an ever-present light, as if all of the structures in the windows were designed to reflect every bit that gets through the thick canopy above, so that you feel the sun no matter where you walk, even in the presence of light shade. And as you approach, someone moves forward from inside the gates, and they seem to look stern, mostly human, slightly pointed ears, very tanned skin. That is until they lay eyes on Arcos, and they relax and get almost a look of joy and slight awe, and say, "Brother Arcos."
"Yes, I've returned with this unassuming old man, and of course you remember Winnie."
"Of course."
Winnie waves.
"Hello. And you have guests. This is great. We were expecting you."
"Good, yes. Always good to expect the expected. That is what we do as expectors."
"Shall I tell them you've arrived?"
"Yes, please, please. Sound the bells. The bells are welcome. I'm sure we have bells. Sound them."
"I can get bells. We don't really have bells right now. Do you want bells? I'll get you bells."
"No,
okay,
no, don't,
someone get Arcos bells."
"The price of fame."
And you
Magnus
hear some
is like trying
people
to not chuckle out behind his pipe.
You hear some shuffling behind, and within probably about 30 seconds, surprisingly, this is just another person about as young as this fella with like a couple little handbells ringing them. It says, "Arcos and friends are here, the saviors are back." And do you enter the city?
Yes, yeah, I do enter the city, and whispering to Magnus, I'm going to say,
"Listen, old man, I've lied plenty of times in my life, but not to people so nice. This is going to be really hard. But do you think I did a good job? Do you think I fooled them?"
"I think it's going spectacularly."
"God damn it, how did you hear me?"
"You don't need to lie about my identity. Just don't bring me up in conversation, and I'll just follow along behind you."
"Okay, right. This is going to go great."
And as you say that, you begin walking into the city. Now, most of you, including Julian, have been here before. Huron and Craig both look slightly awestruck as they haven't seen architecture or nature quite like this before on this scale. And you begin making your way along the main thoroughfare. All of the roads here, much like an oak tree, sort of branch and wind outward from one large trunk that you currently find yourself entering in on. To newcomers, I would say both of you, Winnie and Magnus, you probably don't know how to navigate this as well. It doesn't make much sense to someone like Arcos or someone who's been here for a while. You understand a lot of the nuances of how to get around. Where are you trying to go? Are you trying to head straight to the church or the temple? Is there somewhere else you would like to go first? Do you guys all want to go together? What's the game plan?
I'm down to go straight to the church to take care of business. There's other things in town as well that I might want to go to, but how long? Have we rested recently? Or have we, like...
Yeah, this is, like...
Okay.
It's, like, mid-morning.
Okay, in that case, I think we better strike while the iron's hot, and while we're all ready and raring to go, but open to other suggestions, of course.
I think what I am concerned about is that I don't know how convincingly Arcos can lie on my behalf, so maybe it's not a good idea for Magnus, even disguised, to like poke around the church, unless you really need me there or think that I would be useful there. But I think Magnus might just get in the way.
Do we need to go into the church to get into the crypt? Do we know the answer to that?
Yeah, Arcos would know that the entry point is within the inner part of the temple.
Great.
Well, not like the innermost part, but you have to go in.
But are we gonna like raid it like this morning, or are we gonna like circle back like after dusk?
What we could do, I wonder. I guess we could do this in character.
Magnus, if you're not quite comfortable, maybe I should be quieter. What was your fake name again?
Magnus is gonna just roll his eyes and mind link with you and say, "Arcos, just let's have this conversation privately."
It will never sit right with me that you can do this. You really have to teach me this sometime. We've been best friends for like how many years now? You haven't taught me the instant head message trick.
Arcos, I have explained that if you had the your talent is not wizardry, as is so much channeling the divine light of a deity that doesn't tend to poke around people's heads, so it's sort of like, you know, grass is always green. This is not the point of this conversation.
You're saying I'm too stupid?
No, I'm saying you're special, Arcos.
Thank you. I agree.
I think Winnie is watching Magnus and Arcos just stare at each other during this conversation. Yeah. And goes over to Craig and Taryn and goes... yeah, this happens every now and then. Whenever we take journeys like this, just let them argue it out via via their minds, I guess. We'll be back going in a second.
I wasn't gonna get involved in any of that. And Hiran is just kind of looking confused at the both of them.
Now, if you're uncomfortable with the idea of the ecclesiastic settings that we might be journeying through, perhaps we could find a temporary holding assignment with a supervisor in the intermediate time.
You lost me as soon as you said the word supervisor, mate. How about this? I need to go take yon chosen boy Craig over there and my brother Heron shopping, since they don't really have possessions of their own for circumstances that are definitely not our fault.
They're entirely our fault. In fact, there's almost nothing about their existences in the last 2 weeks that isn't our fault.
I know. Okay, fine. Which is why I want to take them shopping, to help mend some bridges and also have them better equipped to be adventuring with us. So while I do that, you could go in real quick, get the key and whatever you need to be able to access the crypt, and then at night we circle back together, we sneak in, and we do what we gotta do, and some artifacts go missing, and we get what we need, oh my god.
Excellent, and as long as we're on the same page, the artifacts went missing. We did not steal them, they went missing.
Sure, whatever semantic thing you need. We just need information about the rock cuties that we have back at home. So as long as we get that and any other useful things that we need, we'll be fine.
Excellent. There is one other order of business before you leave my head, Magnus.
Yes.
There's the occasional mention of my great deed around here. I may have commissioned myself, and on occasion you seem to enjoy the occasional graffiti, defamation, or prank. If you see a statue of me or a poster commemorating a great deed, please leave it undisturbed.
Magnus, like, considers for a second, and then he, like, squints his eyes at you and says, I'll make no promises, and then cuts off the mind link. And then Magnus, in his disguised form, is gonna go over to Craig and Hurin and say,
well, I made a promise to take you shopping, so we're going to go do that while the golden boy takes care of his church.
I see you made a plan in your heads without me? All right, great. I guess I'm just following your lead, then.
Do you want to go shopping, too?
Y'all can...
can I actually not go shopping? I want to see the church.
Yeah, I think shopping would be great for you, if I get a vote here. Are
you we don't. Voting? I'm definitely not going shopping now.
So, I guess...
It's just a thing about the crown. It's that some ancient, powerful stuff. We're going to an ancient, powerful place. You know, I just don't want to drop a
that
match.
That one at the center of the city?
That's
and
the
then,
one.
And then Craig starts walking that way.
Woody just shrugs and follows Craig.
If we're going to parent this child, we could use some backup, Woody.
I never claimed to be his parent. If you want to be his parent, that's on your business, but I never agreed to anything.
I'm gonna catch up with them. Feel like, for once, cursing the fact that we built the most ostentatious structures in the entire world, I tell you. You'll never find where the great cathedral is.
Hurin looks at you, Magnus, and says, I think it'll be good for us, you know, doubt other people for a little while. I think it'll be nice.
I agree. Sorry that I can't be in my more natural form, but this is for the best so we don't get noticed. But I think it would be good for us to sit this one out and let them handle some of the details.
And then you hear a voice, so what am I supposed to do?
Ah, Julian. Well, what is it that you think you should do?
Is it cool if I just wander around the city? Like, do you need me?
I think you should. Yes, go wander and observe and see what you can find.
Can do. Oh, hey, can I get, like, some spending money just in case?
Before he even, like...
arise.
Before he even, like, turns around to ask, Magnus is already, like, rolling his eyes and pulling out some money. Yes, 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 here you go.
Thanks, teacher. And, turns around and heads out. Yeah, okay, so we have you two going on a little shopping trip. We'll come back to that in a moment. Winnie... Arcos and Craig are heading toward the temple. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. As you walk through this city, you could not be more conspicuous, Arcos. You are kind of like one of the bigger celebrities. You're definitely like you're kind of like a folk hero to a lot of these people. I would say that people who perhaps are higher up in the church have a much more grounded understanding of your contributions, which have been helpful. But you're kind of like the poster child that they just attribute every good thing that happens to so the people can have someone to cheer for. And I assume Arcos wouldn't really push back on that at all.
No, he's he may have a huge ego, but he's very aware of what he is.
Yeah.
It might just don't mention it out loud. It might kind of hurt his feelings.
Yeah. So as you guys move, there are people, you know, offering you like free taste tests or taste samples from like different stalls. There are some people asking you to like sign their little leather satchel or like inscribe something
on
something.
Winnie is doing all of that. Winnie is doing every single one that they walk by, regardless of whether Arcos does it or not.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, that's so great.
And all of that laudatory attention is only slightly dampened by the looks they give Craig, who at this point is following behind you, because even though they could see very clearly where the temple was, none of these roads are like identically straight, and so at some point you took over the lead. And people notice that he's there. You don't get a whole lot of like horned folk here. The Church of Furia has some weird hang-ups about a lot of specific things, and the giant white crown coming out of his skull is also giving people pause, I would say.
So it's justified.
I'm like, as I pass by the people who I'm interacting with, I'm just gonna be like, oh, don't worry about him. He's with us. Don't worry about him. We're good. We got him. Like, just kind of calming the people down if they're weirded out.
Yeah, and there's whispers here and there. No one directly does anything or says anything. It is pretty clear too that he's walking in concert with you, and you know that he's there. Craig generally seems unbothered by this. As you approach the temple, it takes you probably about 20 minutes to walk there due to the big crowds. You are greeted is a very strong word. There is a woman standing outside the main doors, has greenish brown skin, hair tied up in a very large ponytail with this sort of veil attached to it that is not presently covering her face, and two very large tusks on the lower part of her mouth, and is looking at you specifically, Arcos, with such intense disdain that it makes the hairs on the back of your neck stick up just a little bit.
Well, fuck. Winnie, if there's a time where she talks to you while I'm not around, she broke up with me, so she has no reason to have beef with yours truly.
Arcos, I wasn't gonna ask, but okay, thank you for the information.
Were you not thinking it? I don't know if you were thinking it. Why, the fact that Magnus can get into people's heads, I'm so envious of that sometimes.
I mean, your business is your own. Unless it affects me somehow.
Have you ever heard of a scientific term called a blast radius?
I am familiar with the concept, yes.
I always describe it to people as when Magnus has a little bit too much fun. The components of myself and this individual, yes, it's our business, but it tends to affect things and people around in quite an area, if that makes sense.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. Craig, you keeping that in mind?
Yeah, Arcos kind of has that effect on people.
Not entirely incorrect. Ascarath, it's been a long time. I got your letter. Did you get mine?
Yep.
Excellent. You were pleased to hear from me?
I heard. Well, the High Priest is very happy to have you back in town, so why don't I just take you up to him and you can sort this all out yourself?
Well, yes, of course, but it's been some time since I've seen you. Perhaps we could catch up or something.
We don't have to do this, Arcos.
Understood. Understood. I do have to wonder, how exactly did you know exactly where I would be at this very moment?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Just like
bells ringing in the background. Like,
you know what? Point taken. Point taken.
Yes, we had eyes on you since you were about 3 miles out of the city.
I am very tall. That is true.
It's worth noting that Askarath is precisely 1 inch taller than Arcos.
Yeah, I was like, she's the same. She's also a forest giant. She's like, okay, I know she was taller than me. That's hilarious.
Winnie's,
I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, both of them from yeah. 5 foot.
What does that make her like 7'6"?
Yeah, whatever. Eight, six, just slightly taller six. Than you.
How tall am I?
I feel like Arcos' height has changed every time we've talked about it.
Yeah, it honestly, it's none of my business.
It's nebulous. It's always changing.
Yeah, it's whatever it needs to be for the plot. Yes. Askarath says, yeah, well, you know, with that big head of yours, it's not that hard to spot you.
I see you haven't lost your sense of humor.
See, you haven't found one?
The quick, biting wit as well. Some things never change. And that's what we believe in, is it not?
Something like that.
Excuse me, let me introduce... You are familiar, of course,
you must
with
be Winnie.
Winnie.
I am. It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for
I've
your
help. I've heard so much about you. And she extends a hand to shake yours.
I'd shake it firmly.
And somebody I have not gotten the chance to write about in my letters... It's, Craig.
Askarath looks at Craig, extends a hand to shake with his, and is definitely sort of reading them up and down, and, just says, that's an interesting crown. And Craig says, yeah, it's, kind of a whole thing. Fair enough. All right. So y'all want to go inside or just stand out here and keep doing whatever you think this is?
Lead the way. Yes. Thank you.
And she turns around and walks inside and with you all following closely behind, I presume.
Yes.
This building is called the Temple of Light. The large trees that make up the exterior of this, even the ones that create the sort of structural support for all of the tree houses and things that climb upward as you're walking into the city, it gives way to much thinner, almost lattices of something that'd be about the size of a birch tree. It's beautifully light. There are stained glass windows set both in between individual branches and large mosaics. It towers upward like a Gothic cathedral. As you walk inside, there's a beautiful spectrum of oranges and reds and yellows and occasional pinks, purples, and greens. But mostly this ever-present feeling of warmth as light. Whereas in the city, you felt that light was ever present, and here it doesn't seem like there could ever be darkness. And in fact, even at night, the way the torches are set is such that this room always feels like it's glowing. There's large fractal sun spiraling motifs in the main window and across the ceiling, kind of like those geometric patterns that you find in mosques. And elegant tiles spreading outward everywhere. This is probably one of the most ornately decorated buildings on the continent. It is in a stark contrast to the rest of the city, but still feels like it is an artificial appreciation of nature. It doesn't feel entirely out of place. But Askarath leads you to kind of down an alleyway, not an alleyway, it's inside, down a hallway toward the back of the building where, you know, offices are, and the High Priest Militant, who would be the person you would be expecting to report to at this time, is waiting for you. And Askarath goes in and kind of gestures to you. You all, it's a pretty simple office. It's very well made, beautiful wooden furniture, but it's not nearly as ostentatious as the rest of the building. You can see as Askarath is leaving, Winnie, both of you make a notice check.
All I was thinking about during that description is like, yep, this place is far too fancy to allow Magnus in. There's no shot. I should
did not bring him. I got an 8.
That is a 6.
Okay. I'm just going to give this one to Winnie because it's an 8. So as you've been walking in, I guess that reminds me, I didn't mention, this building hasn't been empty. There have been people worshiping. There are like seats areas. There are like trees and little circular gardens that are kept alive indoors that people sort of hang prayers on or light candles around. And as Askarath is leaving, you can hear one of the people who was standing outside of this door as it's closing mumble something to her. And she says, "I was nice. I was very well behaved." And the door closes.
Winnie's like, Slay Queen.
And this leaves you in the room with someone who you know, Arcos, named Azorius Lauf, who is a similarly giant bovine creature, not unlike yourself, but with a more bluish-green tint. His skin is leathery, as someone who has spent a lot of their life working outdoors. He has held this role for over a decade, and he runs a part of the Church of Furia that is concerned with all sort of military and defense operations, which at this point in history are almost entirely, if not entirely, concerned with the Browl.
Excellent. And you said that was Lauf or Lauf?
L-A-U-F.
L-A-U-F. Got it. All right. And then what would I know to address him as, or her as, them as?
Him. He, him.
Got it.
You'd probably just call him High Priest Lauf. So as a little history lesson for people listening in, the person who is the head of the Church of Furia is known as the Intercessor. Their name is Firlin. They are human. They're very rarely seen in public. Most people don't know anything more than that, other than that they speak directly to Furia. And then there are 4 high priests. Azorius Lauf, there is a high priest benevolent who is in charge of all of the sort of like welfare, mutual aid, social things, just making sure that people in the cities and in the wider reaches of the forest have access to resources they need and allocating those resources. There is a high priest prudent, who is in charge of essentially managing industry and commerce, and then a high priest astute, who is in charge of education and in some cases works with trade with high priest prudent. And the government, all of these form different aspects of the government. But you generally report to High Priest Militant, or you especially have in the past few years when you tend to go out adventuring.
Awesome.
High Priest, it is excellent to see you again, and I am yet still alive. Who would have thought, huh?
It is good to see you too, Arcos.
Allow me to introduce my compatriots. This is Winnie and
You need
Craig.
No introduction. He says to Winnie.
Thank you.
And I suppose one of them is rather well known.
Yes, we have been. We've been aware of your efforts in these past few years and are incredibly grateful to have brothers and sisters from outside of our little glade fighting the good fight.
Of course.
And this youngling.
Their name is Craig. Craig, say hello to the High Priest.
Hello? Well, hello, Craig. It is nice to meet you all. Where are you from, may I ask?
Just west of Forlorn, actually. I grew up around here. Where are you from?
Well, I am from the eastern, from a small village in the east.
Yes. And then Winnie, where are you from, Winnie?
Oh, I'm from Aranox, just outside of Rail.
So you looking toward Craig, you are from the Forlorn Forest?
One of the noble truths that we have is where somebody was and where they are going is less important than where they are. The current standing, the present.
Go ahead and roll some kind of persuasion on that.
I demand a Bible battle between Arcos and his high priest.
I would lose. Let's
go first to verse.
I don't know the real Bible either.
I was not planning on deceiving this man.
Yeah, that's because you're Catholic.
That's true.
I literally wrote,
this roast was brought to you by Protestant gang.
Is a 4.
He looks at you as you say that and says, "Very well. The light of Feria welcomes all who wish to bask in its warmth." Hey, Winnie, you want to make like a little notice check?
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it. Perfect. I need to organize my notes better because fuck this. That is an 11.
Yeah. You can tell he doesn't buy that shit, but he's not going to... He knows something is weird.
Right.
Yeah. But he's not going to make a point of it right now. Uh-huh.
Very well. Arcos, we were elated to receive your letter to learn of your successes at the front, and I would love to hear an entire breakdown of everything that happened. Where do we stand?
Yes. Well, I'm glad you asked, High Priest. So...
when he, like, settles in, just waiting to see what Arcos decides to say.
After annihilating the largest threat that we could find of blight corrupted mass of the igneous variety in a mountainous region that was filled with magma and lava and such, we descended and leveled the foremost operating headquarters of the Brawl's militant arm completely. There were almost no survivors, and we've halted their operation completely. As far as the somewhat feeling like eternal battle against our sworn enemy, the Blight, it is no longer spreading further rapidly, at least. And we expect to see it possibly retreating. Although in full transparency, we have not actually seen it retreating, but that's where we are.
Well, that sounds excellent. So, have we? So you're saying we've crested this war?
We have crested the highest mountain we have ever climbed. Whether this mountain stands alone or it's in a range of further mountains, we'll have to see moving forward. High Priest, I'm not used to dealing with uncertainty. And my words to describe it are failing me. Forgive me for being nervous.
That is quite all right, Brother Arcos. There is no need for nervousness. This is entirely new territory. I only just want to hear about your exploit so that I may know where to guide the rest of our brothers and sisters. And you, Winnie, do you have anything to add to these?
I mean, Arco summed it up for the most part, but we're just following a few leads that we found on the way down from Vrulaar. The fight up there just, it was big, but it wasn't quite what we were expecting, you know?
Understood. And you, young one, what of your experience? Yeah, I don't really have anything to add, just kind of what they said. All right. Well then, Brother Arcos, how can we be of service to you?
Well, we're here on behalf of two problems that we should be working on solving. One of them is, again, we've reached a standstill in our progress against the Blight. It's now retreating. It's been halted. Ish, but thus far there's still rot and decay, and we need to get rid of it. The other thing is, the Blight is sort of a... It's heavily related to, of course, the Vrowl and their... their ways and their ideology, perhaps even their theology. And the divinity that they possess or that they worship... Even if we were to eradicate the Blight completely, it could still be around. I'm a little worried it goes beyond dead plants and animals. There's something cosmic at play. Inferia, in their great wisdom to keep all things as they are, but the goodness of balance, would be very interested in avoiding anything cataclysmic. Perhaps we believe... If it were older and, dare I say it, possibly more powerful than the normal means we've been dealing with, the ancient crypts beneath the temple might have some writings, artifacts, something from maybe a lost epoch that could fill us in on what's going on.
You wish to travel to the crypts?
Wish, not exactly, but I think we must travel.
Arcos, those are very dangerous. There are areas that have not been traversed in easily centuries. There are places where we've sent people that they haven't come back. Are you certain this is your path?
Arcos is going to have his face, like, relax for a minute because he's no longer, like, trying to... Just put things in whatever way he thinks would be most palatable, and he's going to say, just...
Be it maybe my own vanity, but I am having trouble dealing with not being able to fix something, and I don't want to fail at this. If it means I'm going to get us closer to peace and prosperity again to this cursed Blight, perhaps my life is forfeit. But I don't want to go down in history as the man who almost fought the Brawl and won.
Arcos, if you say this crypt is where your journey lies, I will not keep that from you. But failure cannot always be avoided. And those who history remembers are often the ones it kills. Do not be so concerned with your legacy that you let it blind you to living your life.
Your wisdom is absolute, High Priest. Sometimes I know things in my head and struggle to know them in my heart. There are times, High Priest, I feel you see right through me.
It's not seeing through people. It's seeing people show you who they are.
And with that, well, there's one other thing we might be able to do. If you'll grant me this favor, the three of us run a risky amount of power to be trancing about the crypts. Could you spare somebody from the church militant to accompany us down?
I will ask, but I will not send any of our people down to their certain deaths unless they volunteer.
Excellent. Preferably not.
You will take who you can get.
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you.
Now, if you don't mind, the details of your military operation, some of the people who accompanied you, who were sent back beforehand, gave their own reports. Would you be willing to sit with our scribes to take as many details of the encounter as we can?
Yes, of course. However I may be most useful.
Excellent. He leads you out to another area where basically someone is just going to interview you and Winnie and Craig about your experiences.
Oh, lovely.
While that's all happening, Rob, you and the bro have a little shopping spree.
Yeah. So he needs like a little bit of everything. We can't like fully furnish him like with everything he needs to be like independent, but I think we need to cover basics of like clothes. I mean, Magnus has a ton of money, greedy son of a bitch that he is. So I think like also getting him like whatever weapon he's comfortable using so he's like useful in battle and can defend himself. And like, I guess if he wants armor, so I think like walking around with her and Magnus is going to like drop his voice back to normal like a little bit as they sort of like wander down some of these paths and say,
so I don't actually know sort of what you need or want. Obviously we can get you clothes and any effects you need, but are you the fighting sort, brother, or do you prefer a sword, a shield, are you a spear man? What do you like?
Usually just a long sword would be good.
Right, we'll make sure to stop by the blacksmith then. Well, what are you interested in getting today?
Oh, I suppose just clothes. I don't really need much.
Sure. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll start with the
personal
clothes.
Effects. Yeah.
So yeah, I guess I'll take him to a tailor's and get him outfitted in some like forlorn, authentic, foresty clothes. Or whatever style he likes, but I imagine they sell sort of like woodland themed stuff around.
It's very like very woodland themed, but also lots of like white linens and like bright colors. The textiles here are like there's a very big sort of weaving industry in this area, more so textiles than like leathers. Yeah, you guys, you're able to get him, what's the word? Sorry. You just had like a little moment.
You're able to get him clothes, some like personal effects, just like, you know, like kind of like camp gear, like, you know, now he has his own shaving stuff and things. Yeah. Ostensibly, you'll put them back in your tower or wherever Huron ends up settling down. Some snacks, like a little like shoulder bag to carry stuff in. You outfit him with you put it in order with a blacksmith. He says it's going to take a couple of days to get a sword and, you know, some leather armor that and some chain that allows for movement, but it would still be protective. But yeah, you just honestly have a pretty solid, like, kind of light shopping day. At some point, as you are walking, you see Huron stop a little bit as you keep going, and then you sort of like turn around, and it's this sort of animal shop.
Did you see something that sparked your interest?
Oh, no, it's silly. It's just, and he kind of gestures. There's this beautiful red cardinal. And you immediately remember in the winters in your childhood, there was this one red cardinal that would come back year after year. You would see occasionally it would nest in the spring. He kind of looks at it and you have that memory, and he says, "Oh, it's silly. I just reminded me of something."
Yes, me too. I remember we would wait for it together, looking out the window of our cabin, hoping it would nest as spring rolled in.
It was the first sign of spring every year.
I remember one time we were able to lay seeds for it and guide it to our windowsill.
Yeah, and then some squirrels came right after that, and the cardinal didn't really like the windowsill, but that first time it was great.
Well, Magnus walks ahead of her and pushes open the door to the animal shop.
Huron kind of like looks a little surprised and follows after you.
I'm going to, I guess I'll hail the shopkeeper.
Hello. Yes, hello. Welcome. Are you looking for a possum? You seem like a possum person.
No, thank you. I have more than enough animals that I can handle back at home. But my compatriot saw your magnificent red cardinal through the window, and we just had to inquire.
Yes, what are your inquiries?
Magnus sort of nudges Huron with his elbow.
Yes, is it for sale?
Yes.
How much is it?
Well, how much is it worth to you?
I don't... And Huron kind of looks at you, Magnus.
What's the, we haven't really talked about, like, currency in this world. What is...
Not
what,
at all.
What passes
currency
for...
systems are dumb.
Okay, cool. So, we're just...
Say an amount.
Okay.
I'll let you know if it's right.
But gold is the unit we're using here, or coins, or...
Oh, no, we're just using Electrum. Wait, no, fuck, that's copyrighted. We're not using that shit. Yeah, you can use gold.
Okay, Dogecoin,
No, there's cryptocurrency doesn't exist in my world. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, we're gonna fix that once we get some downtime.
Swear to God, Magnus. I know I'm not here, but
gonna use a D10 to research cryptocurrency. Thank you. So Magnus,
it's all
like,
magically non-fungible.
So Magnus strokes his, like, right now, like, gray and, like, longish beard and squints at the shopkeeper and says,
well, cardinals are difficult to catch. Seasonal birds, somewhat rare. I would say 100 coins ought to do.
Okay.
Excellent.
Magnus sort of throws a bag with more than 100 coins onto the counter for this woman.
Feels it, says, I think it's short
Is it? Well, let me see if I can find some more spare change.
Magnus is, I think he, like, is keen on this woman, and, instead of, pulling out, like, more coins, he, like, just pulls out, like, a random rat from his cloak and says, oh, this ought to settle the balance here.
Is it alive or dead?
It's alive.
Ooh! Yes! Okay. And, she grabs the rat and is holding it and, like, looks into its eyes. This'll do. This'll do. Do you need anything else? Just the cardinal? You sure you don't want a possum?
Oh, no, I think a possum would be quite too much to handle. I already have a griffin at home, and I don't know that I could handle a possum.
They're basically like rats.
Well, I'll consider it, but I do wonder, what has the town been like as of late? Have you noticed anything strange going on? Besides the fanfare this morning, of course.
What do you consider strange?
Have you noticed any animals that seem sick or diseased in a non-normal way?
No, just the usual ways. None of my animals, of course.
No, of course. They're the picture of health. Well, good. And the trees, they all seem normal.
They're talking more than usual.
It is interesting. And what is it that they're chatting about?
Mostly the weather.
But more than usual?
Yes.
Why do you suppose that is?
I think they want rain. Do you have any rain on you?
I don't know. Does Magnus have any, like, pocket rain that he might have had? I feel like that's something that he may have had.
I feel like that's a power of elemental manipulation, perhaps.
I mean, it is well, I can't call it, like, channel a whole rainstorm. I can just move, like, a quart of water. I guess I can, like, essentially press to digitate a little bit of, like, falling rain.
Hand, pick a number between 1 and 20.
19.
Okay, Rob, roll a 19 or higher, and you can have pocket rain.
Sorry, Rob. Damn it, man. Hey, man.
This is why you always pick one.
I would have just changed it to lower, bitch. I can be evil. There are no rules.
Seven. So Magnus doesn't have pocket rain.
Yeah. I seem to have left my bottle of pocket rain back home. But I will keep in mind the trees are thirsty.
So do we get, like, a bird, like the bird in the cage?
No.
Okay.
You can just get the bird.
Okay, I see.
Well, then I'll just sort of allow her in to take the bird.
Yeah, the shopkeeper holds out her finger, and the bird sort of jumps on it, and then she holds it out to Huron and says, "You can only take it if it likes you, no refunds."
Well, that should have been said up front.
Lots of things should have been said up front.
I was to say, Magnus is, like, annoyed, but also very much entertained by this person.
What was your name again?
One moment. Yeah, that's a good name.
My name is Jarl Gunderson.
I'd like a different one.
Well, you're quite in luck because I have many. People also call me the Autumn Stranger.
No, I don't like that one either. New one.
Perhaps the Master of Day and Night would suit you better.
No.
Can I make a insight check on this person?
Yeah, it's a notice. What are you trying to notice?
She seems to be way more keen on my identity than I would appreciate. Since Magnus is trying to lay low, I think he's trying to see if this person just is catching a vibe or if she actually knows that Magnus is Magnus. So notice. So that's okay. D10 and a D6. Okay. That is an 11 for notice.
What were you trying? You were saying that it seems like she's more keen in, like, trying to figure out who you are, and you're trying to see if she knows something.
Yeah, or like, this isn't, like, I wouldn't expect a random shopkeeper to sort of, like, see through Magnus's disguise and, like, know, like, this is Magnus the Wizard, and that seems to be what she's pointing at with the names thing, so I'm trying to figure out if that's because, like, she knows me, or if she just has good instincts.
She's definitely... There's definitely something going on here. It's probably more than, I mean, I guess you could say it was instinct, but you could see she's trying to get at something in particular.
I'm going to wait to speak anymore until Hearn takes the bird from her.
So what happens is she's staring at you.
Holding your finger like this, and like I'm waiting for her to just be like.
Yeah. She's staring at you, and you're staring at her, and it's just kind of silent because she's asked for another name, and you haven't given her one, and then Hurin just kind of, like, very gently sort of grabs the cardinal off of her finger, and it rests on his, and he's just kind of staring there, for the second time today, looking at you and another person just staring at each other awkwardly, but he doesn't say anything.
Wonderful. Now that our exchange has been completed, Miss, I would love to give you another name, but I have given
then
several.
Then you should do it.
And you have given none.
I gave you a cardinal, and I offered you my finest possums.
Well, and we have given equal exchange for the cardinal, but not for my name. For the name you seek is more valuable than a name alone.
And what do you want in exchange?
I'll take your name.
No.
Then it seems we do not have a deal, and our business must be concluded. Well, my friend, we are on our way.
Burn says. Right. Oh, all right. Thank you for the cardinal. And thank you for your service. I'll remember you.
As Magnus exits, he like turns around and I think like lets the gleam of one cross-eyed like sort of shine through the door as he says,
"The gods favor good manners, and good manners are rewarded. It is something to be remembered."
And Magnus leaves.
She just kind of looks at you with that same sort of blank stare that she's had this entire time.
Oh, additionally, as I do that, since I am revealing a cross-eyed, what does Magnus see in her, in the magical spectrum?
You see that this shop has been excessively warded. You're not gonna, because you're just kind of glancing for a moment before heading out, you're not able to like really study to see, but everything in here is magical, including some of the animals, which are not the animals that they pretend to be. You see her eyes are kind of like cat-like in shape. Like just very narrow slits.
What a fascinating young woman. Magnus is going to take a closer look at the cardinal now that he's sort of realized that there's some magic be going on. What does the cardinal look like in the magical spectrum?
As you turn your eyes toward what you assume to be a very mundane cardinal, you look at it, and it's a very mundane cardinal.
Well, even a non-magical cardinal is not just mundane.
Yeah, I think Magnus is going to lead her into a cafe where they can sort of, that's like a little bit busy so that there's like enough chatter around where they're not going to be like easily overheard.
Yeah.
So they can just like pass a little time and chat and just like keep their wits about them a little bit.
Yeah, easy enough. You kind of, it's like being in a city you've never been in before where you have no like itinerary, so you can just wander around for like 15 minutes or so until you happen upon a cafe that's not too busy, has a little bit of space, and you're able to sit and enjoy the afternoon. Hjordan mostly talks about, he mentions at some point how much Freya would have loved this, and you kind of just spend the time talking about your childhood.
Oh, sweet. The other thing I wanted to get throughout the day, while Hurin was busy, is I wanted to pick up like a pocket watch for him, if that's possible.
Easy enough.
Yeah, and I want it to be engraved with his initials.
Yeah. I would say probably when you set out in the morning, you sent, you know, Hurin inside of one shop and then like went around, put the order in at the pocket watch place to get the engraving, and then came back in the afternoon to pick it up.
Yeah, excellent. While we're at the cafe, I'll give that to him and say, I also wanted to give you this as a gift as well.
This is beautiful.
Yes. I've never been very good at giving gifts, and I feel like I've missed a lot of time, so I guess...
So pocket watch?
I guess there were some subconscious emotions guiding the decision, but any man should be able to walk around and know what time of day it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've missed you.
I've missed you too. It's been good to spend the day with you, unbothered by the outside world for a time. And it's nice to be able to walk around and not get into trouble constantly.
Yeah, you wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
Oh boy. Puffs out a big cloud of smoke. Yeah.
I wonder what Julian got off to for today.
He's a good kid. Probably not too much trouble.
Yeah, he is a good kid. He wants to go off an adventure on his own once he's ready. Which, does me proud, but I sort of hope that he would take over the tower once I'm retired.
Well, that's how kids are. Not really wanting to follow in the footsteps of the people in front of them. They want to do their own path. Maybe he'll come around someday. You wanted to adventure in your youth, too, I remember.
Well, yes, of course.
Don't expect a young kid to want to tie himself to a tower full of magical secrets that someone else uncovered.
When Hurin says that, like, Magnus sort of makes a connection in his head, and he chuckles and says,
I suppose when you put it like that, I do awfully sound like an evil magical stepmother. Don't die.
Something like that.
Well, I suppose that would make Julian the prince in waiting. I wonder what he will accomplish when he leaves me. But he'll know that there's always a place where he can return.
It's a luxury not many people have.
Yeah. Think like... Magnus like is like getting a little choked up as he's having this conversation, and just like sips some coffee and just like nods and just like sort of enjoys this moment of vulnerability with his brother.
And as you continue sipping your coffee, we'll jump back to the group. You've had your interviews where you have recounted everything you can to the best of your detail about the operations, who was involved, what happened, what did you seize, what did you see, giving them some contact information for some of the Arcanaeids about what they found, since they were the ones who were like doing the research on like the little homunculuses and other magical objects. So after you're done with that, how do you want to proceed?
I imagine we'd be gearing up to go into the crypt. Unless Winnie wants to do something first.
I mean, yeah, what time of day is it? Is it, if it's like night, we should
hunker down. I'm going to kind of let you flex this. So by the time you get done with that, it's early afternoon, and that's about the time that Magnus and Turin are sipping coffee. They've told you because of the nature of the entryway to the crypt, they would prefer you come back at night since the church is typically empty at that point.
Okie dokie.
Is that because it's easier to open, or are they avoiding collateral damage?
They don't want to make a spectacle.
I'll take that answer. So, I guess we're going to... I could spend some time touring the castle or the temple or...
Yeah, and you've been here before, so you can kind of...
So, just show Winnie.
Yeah. Winnie, what do you want to do?
We decided that Magnus is coming with us, not coming with us. In the crypt?
Magnus definitely wants to go to the crypt. He's just been waiting on word from you guys that, like, hey, we got to go ahead.
Okay, if we're gonna get him in, we should probably figure that out on how we're going to do that.
I can
literally teleport.
I mean, sure.
You just find him and
yeah,
talk
I was gonna say,
in
I
person.
Feel like we could just go get him.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's true. I just like the bird thing, but that's way more, makes way more sense.
yeah. So we go find the bros.
Yeah.
I think maybe something that Magnus does to make it easier to find is I think at some point he does like sort of stealthily have a few smoke ravens like circle above his head at the cafe, like up like in, or like maybe just like perched on some trees above him. Like you guys might recognize them, but like would look inconspicuous.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's easy enough. I think having them perched in the trees is probably better than circling above. Yeah. I think that would definitely yeah. be conspicuous. But you are, after a little while, able to find your way toward Magnus. And soon after you arrive, Julian shows up with, you know, a few shopping bags and things. And his clothes are slightly, like, disheveled. Comes back, seeing you all, says to Craig, here, I got these for you. And Craig takes a couple of the bags and kind of puts them in, like, his pack. So, what's the plan?
We have been granted permission of entry by the High Priest Militant, who will allow us to go into the crypts. He did assure us that we will most certainly die.
Which I think sounds like a fun time.
Business as usual.
Awesome.
They always say stuff like that when they allow you to go into places you're not supposed to go. Oh, you can go in, but you're gonna die. They never mean it. I've never died.
If everyone who goes down there dies, how do they know? How would they know? No one would be able to tell.
Who's
anything.
Left to tell the stories? is that a bird? And not one of your shadowy birds, but is it a new bird?
Oh, yes.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. I haven't figured out the name for him yet, but I'll let you know when I do.
It's very important that you pick a good name. Yes, we encountered a peculiar shopkeeper, a woman inside selling magical pets and other oddities, tried to upsell me on a possum when we bought the bird, and was insistent that I reveal my true name to her. I'm not sure how she saw through my disguise, but she's clearly magical.
You must have been at least a little fond of someone almost as greedy as you, Magnus.
Well, there's no point in having wealth if you're not going to make a statement with it. And I appreciate people that bring a certain mystical energy to their dealings, and so I couldn't resist paying her more than she asked for.
She got along nicely, I hear, then.
Initially.
Initially?
Well, I enjoyed her energy, but her manners were lacking.
To be fair, yours aren't always the best either.
Sorry. Inhaled a mosquito.
I am often imperfect, but when it comes to the rules of hospitality and hosting people and trading on equal grounds, I am an utmost gentleman.
So? I'm sorry.
Nothing, I was just coughing.
Then what was her deal? Why the rudeness? Why the trouble? What's she after?
Well, the main source of rudeness was she was asking for my name. And I gave her several, all of which were true, but not the real name.
Okay, so this sounds all great and well and good. None of this is as interesting to me as the Crypt of Certain Death. Can we, like, get moving on that?
Oh, of course. I am also eager.
Yes, yes, of course. Crypt of Certain Death will be on our way. Yes, Craig, will you lead the way with me for a minute? There's something I want to mention.
Oh, God. Okay.
I just want you to know I hope I did not offend you not giving you a true background to the High Priest Militant. It's nothing personal, just... I was
No, you're just lying to your boss. It's fine.
I am lying to my boss, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, omitting
to
the
cover
truth
your own ass. It's fine.
No.
Snitches get stitches, so I'm not gonna... I'm fine.
Wait, yes, exactly. Your magnet's from the back.
Sorry. Craig, I am worried about putting you in an uncomfortable position if perhaps the head of the people fighting your people knew that you were one of those people.
Seems like you're more uncomfortable about that than me.
I cannot sway you to trust me, and perhaps you have no reason to.
I don't.
Then the best I can do is tell you it is concern for your safety and not anything else. But, of course, you don't have to believe me. And I'm going to forge on ahead, being like, oh, did my best. Only so much cracking I can do.
Yeah, and you all forge ahead back toward the temple. You guys can hang out there till nightfall. As it draws closer, the Temple of Light never, like, closes off to people who wish to worship, but typically toward the evening, they peter out as people get off back to their homes, back to bed, winding down for the day. And for a little while, as they prep to open the crypts, they do keep people from entering for a little bit. There's not too many people. High Priest Lauf greets you with Askarath.
High Priest, Askarath.
Brother Arkos.
Good to see you. Thank you for letting us into the crypt. Yes.
Askarath has so graciously volunteered her services to assist you in your descent.
That will not be necessary. We have... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have more than four, and I do believe that Askarath, you want to accompany. I have to ask, what is your motivation for coming with us for certain death? You wouldn't come with me for a few more months of a relationship.
Arcos, certain death is much more preferable to spending a single moment in a relationship with your dumbass. Sorry, Furia. And second of all, I, since you have been gone, have been tend into the Temple of Light, and I am the guardian keeper of the crypts.
Since when? What happened to Normoth?
Normoth retired.
It was only
great.
Like,
we had a whole party for them.
Forgot to invite me to his retirement party.
We did invite you. You didn't show up.
I'm gonna rummage through my bag real quick and find an old
Oh yes, well sorry.
I mean it's fine, you weren't really close with Normath anyway, but it's been a while. It's been almost a year. But I know the charted parts of the crypts better than just about anyone. So if you're insistent on going on a suicide mission and asking for people to sacrifice themselves for you, I will happily put myself in the way of that.
I understand completely, or as well as I can. Understanding things is not exactly my strong suit.
Faith, no, it is not.
Faith begins in mystery. Even the truths that we hold to be true are sometimes a mystery of mine. I'm rambling on.
Do you ever get tired walking around every point that you want to make?
Point taken. Thank you, Askarath. I'm sorry for my immediate reaction. That was rude.
It was. And the high priest is like, well, I suppose all things coming into the light of Furia brings only more certainty and clarity of our minds and hearts. So let us open the gate. And Askarath walks to one of the mosaic sun tiles on the floor where there's a circular sun and there are these sort of triangular wedge-shaped rays both inside the sun to the point in the center and outside in floral sort of a sunflower kind of motif that extends outward and outward to the edges. And you see her press at the very center of that sun is a small circle and mutter something in a language you may or may not recognize. It is incredibly faint, and the grout lines between the tiles begin to glow and illuminate the sun, the petals, the rays outward as those wedges in the circle begin to descend into a spiral staircase. Well, I'll lead the way and stay close as Askarath descends inward. Do you all follow?
I do. I do.
Yep.
And as you go, very quickly, the bright light of the upper levels is dimmed as you step into a beautiful but old and neglected hallway as the spiral staircase you came down begins to close. And the hallway you are in, illuminated only by the dim glow of torches, stretches out before you.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.